I came to Israel. In Tov Shin Yud Zayin, it's 57. I came with my parents on a vacation trip. And we came to visit my great uncle. Mira Shiva, the place you know. I was 14 years old. And Shiva asked me to stay to learn at Mira Shiva. And my parents agreed. It's the biggest Yetzirah I had in life. To be together with the Rosh Hashiva. I used to sleep in the Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva's home. In the room where he used to learn. That was my bedroom. And he took care of me like a grandson. He was my grandfather's brother. Mir Yeshiva at the time was approximately 150 Talmidim. There wasn't that many benches. It wasn't that full. But in Echos, it was something special. With Talmid Chachamim, daily tear in every bench. I had the schus that Shiva got for me to be repaired. And I learned besides Baba Kama. With each Rebbe, I learned twice the same Gemara. So we learned till Merubah. That's 60-part Gemara. I lived with each Rebbe twice, together six times, and I asked myself seven times. That means I learned it 13 times. But Bekala is still today one of my easiest Pesachdas. After 8 months, I went back to America to finish high school. And I promised to Rosh Hashiva that as soon as I finish high school, I'll come back. We can't have it. Even though I had offers to stay in America, but I promised to Rosh Hashiva I'd be back. So I came back after high school. That was in Tokyo. 1961. When I came back, I slept in the dormitory, not in Rosh Hashiva's house. And then after a year's time, I went back to America for a visit. And I came back from the visit, so Rosh Hashiva was sleeping already. But he asked that I should sleep this night in his house. In the morning, I woke up and I saw the Rosh Hashiva standing over my bed, like waiting for me to wake up. And I opened my eyes. The Rosh Hashiva bent over and gave me a kiss. Zaynikach told me that it's a thing that they were never sorry to. That kiss was together with me, my oldest proof that the boys had to come from Chutzlartz. When I first came, there was maybe six boys from Chutzlartz, from America. 6 for American, 2 from Argentina. But as years went along, it grew and it grew. My share, when my share was lived, my share ran the yeshiva. They grew by leaps and bounds from 150 up to 1,200. And as the years went on, it grew and grew. And today, Baruch Hashem, we're over 5,000 Talmidim from all over the world, in every language. And one tzad hashav, everybody's happy. The devotion and the love of this, what the Rosh Yeshiva gave over to the Talmidim, it was continued as the Messiah's mission. But every boy counts. Every boy is cared for.